I've been saved for a little bit over 2 years. I grew up a Catholic, and I just couldn't find Jesus there. So, a little bit over like 26 months ago, I the Lord saved me, and I was a party boy, and I work hard as a doctor, but I used to just be in the world, and now I'm just blessed by knowing Jesus Christ and my Savior and knowing Him personally and just just serving Him. We have a ministry called Gospel for the Americas, and it's a ministry that I started. The Lord blessed me with that ministry a few months after I got saved. I started doing medical missions in the name of Jesus. And we started doing missions in Katrina. That's the first mission really I went to. And then we started going to South America. We've been in Mexico. We're going pretty soon to Mexico in the first week of November. We're going to be going with the ministry for a mission trip for 4 days. It's a short mission. And then we're going to have a longer mission in February to South America and Colombia. And we are also interested in bringing medical missions to Africa, and that's going to be happening, Lord willing, next year, and Thailand too. So the Lord is obviously interested in reaching out the world, and it's actually part of one of his great commission is just to reach out in the world in His name. And missions are the missionary work that's been taking place in this world right now, when you compare it with many for hundreds of years before Jesus, after Jesus Christ, up until 200 years ago, there is more missionary work taking place right now than it has ever taken place before in the history of Christianity. There is more martyrs too in the last few years than there has ever been in all the years of Christianity combined after Jesus came and His resurrection. And if you know that the geopolitical situation in Israel, Syria, Iran, Russia, all the prophecies in Ezekiel, and just how many people, the importance of, what we see, how many people the Lord is saving left and right, and just knowing that His return is imminent in the opinion of many people who have been following the Lord for many years. So I think it's a must, it's a calling, and it's our reasonable service to go on missions and reach out the lost. So Gospel for the Americas basically is go there and make disciples of all the nations. That's obviously, it's not only when we go and evangelize the lost, but also the importance is to focus in making disciples so they just don't fall away. We, in the ministry, support missions in Colombia and Mexico. Again, the focus is in evangelism and discipleship. We do medical, dental, and vision clinics, as well as music festival outreaches. There is going to be a mission trip, again, one going to Mexico in November 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. We fly from Sacramento to San Diego, rent a car there, and then we're going to be going to Rosarito Beach and Tijuana. We're going to be reaching out the lost there in the Tijuana dump, and we're going to go to some orphanage, and also do a street witnessing. The last time we were there, like 100 people accepted the Lord in Mexico. In Colombia, the fact is, Colombia is a country that has come a long ways from where it used to be. You all know that there is a problem with the cartels, the drug cartels, and there is a lot of coca plantations, and there has been a lot of internal conflict. But the places where we go and minister in Colombia, is one place in particular, it's called Cartagena, which is a beautiful city, and there is the contrast of the very rich and the very poor, but it's very safe. You'll see in the picture, several teams have come from the United States, have gone there to do missions, and it's been uneventful completely. Language is Spanish, 95% of the population is Catholic, which is a big problem because there is some, Catholics don't like Christians, or born-again Christians too much there, so I don't know here how the situation, but you can tell me. 5% of the population has been displaced because of the internal conflict. That's probably a little bit over 2 million people. In large places that are basically they invade because they have been displaced from their rural villages. So they had to go to these places and live there. They have no water, no electricity. They are very poor. And so we go there. We have planted a church in one of those invasions. It's called the Invasion of Vista Hermosa. And it's a church that is growing, and we support a missionary there with a pastor that are basically evangelizing and helping the people there. You'll see the pictures. This is the school that we support there. The ministry support there is a community Christian school in Bella Vista. Some of the kids there. When we go there, we give them Gideon Bibles or just regular Bibles, and so the Word of God gets preached. This is Cartagena. This is a rich area of Cartagena. Typically, when we go to Colombia, we stay in that area because it's very nice and it's very safe. It's close to the ocean. So we rent a hotel there, and the places where we do ministry typically are 30 to 45 minutes away by car. Kids there, you know, they get community, they get food, and they are very, I mean, this little kid, you know, she was praying like for 2 minutes, you know, 3 minutes, thanking the Lord for that plate of food. And sometimes I just say, thank you, Lord, you know, and just go for it. I mean, you can really see how thankful they are for very little, for just the smallest things. Rachel, one of the missionaries, she's around 17 years old, and this trip really changed her life in many ways. And she's, it has changed her walk with God, in a sense, from seeing all the things that, that you know, the Lord showed her in the last mission trip. And that's one of the things, when we go on mission trips, our lives really change, you know. It's a wonderful experience. There is a lot of blessings of reaching out. Typically, we go there, we have a medical clinic. That's one part of the ministry. Then some other people will do, like, the puppet ministry, and they play with the kids, paint their faces, you know. In the next trip, which is February 29 through March 9, we're going to be doing some vocational Bible studies. And then we're also going to be doing medical and dental missions and then music outreaches. Typically what we do, we go to parks and then bring movies that we show with digital projectors, or just bring Christian bands and play it and just gather the people, give them the gospel, give them Bibles. The way we travel to Cartagena is we fly from Sacramento to Los Angeles via Southwest or whatever, you know, and then from Los Angeles to Panama in Copa Airlines. That's a 6-hour flight, and then from Panama to Cartagena is 45 minutes. When we go there, the last trip, we ministered for 5 days, a group of 5 people, almost 1-on-1 or 1-to-10 groups, more than 700 people came to the Lord. Yeah, more than 700 people. Working hard, like, say, 8-9 hours a day, preaching the gospel and giving Bibles away, tracts. This is a homeless person in Cartagena. Very sick man. He was probably dying from some kind of respiratory disease. And he accepted the Lord. The Lord has blessed me with the opportunity as a physician after I accepted him and received his salvation and believe in his name, to also reach out to many, many patients before they die, sick people that have accepted the Lord too. And I have seen wonderful things. I've seen miracles right in front of my eyes. I've seen countenance change, people just die in peace, people who were, you know, it's just amazing. What I have been able to witness, the power of God acting in anyone who is willing to. I've seen it all. I've seen people desperately in need of God that are receiving him with open arms, and I've seen people in their deathbed just rejecting Jesus until their last breath. And it's very sad, but it's the reality. My sister, she's a dentist here in Carmichael, and she has gone with us in missions too. They are all part of these invasions, poor people. So it's like 20 to 30 families that are getting discipled there. So we go there, bring the medications, have the medical clinics, we reach out to all the people in the invasion area. When we go in Bogota, we minister to the military that have been wounded because of the conflict. The ministry also supports a jail ministry in which there are 3 chaplains in one of the 3 biggest jails in Colombia, in Bogota. And they are discipling probably 500 inmates with discipleship manuals. And so we support 3 of the chaplains there that go spend all the time there with the ministering to the inmates. This doctor here, he just accepted the Lord in this trip, and it was funny because as soon as he accepted the Lord, the next day he had a sign in his desk in his office saying Jesus loves you. So it was like, wow. This is a policeman. They stop us to give us a ticket because something with the bus or something. Well, he was talking to us, so we start preaching the gospel to him. And he had a Gideon Bible on the left side on his heart, so I know they use it as an amulet. They don't really read it, but they think if they get shot, then the bullet will hit the Bible and won't kill them. So I ask him and say, yeah, we use it as an amulet. Well, basically, we just preached the gospel, and he received the Lord through the window. Well, that's amazing. Yeah. He got saved through, and he stopped to give us a ticket, you know. And then the important thing is he got saved, and then as we were leaving, he started telling already all his friends about what just happened to him. So it's a multiplication kind of. This is the vision ministry. Last time we were there, they gave like 300 pair of glasses away for people. They couldn't even read. They couldn't read their Bibles. This woman, we go and preach the gospel on the beach there, and you know, sometimes 20, 30, 40 people accept the Lord. They get Bibles. But one thing I was gonna just recently, I wanted to mention this verse. Is that in Colossians 1:17, the Bible saying He's before all things, and in Him all things consist. If you see the in things all things consist, it can also mean He holds all things together. There is a protein called laminin that was recently found, and basically it's a protein that keeps all the cells in our body together, and pretty much the cells of every living organism together. And it's a protein that was recently found, and it was able to be photographed by electronic microscopy. The human body has 100 trillion cells, and this is the way that protein looks under the microscope. That's how laminin looks under the electronic microscope. It's amazing. I just wanted to. The groups vary between 8-10 people. This coming mission in February, March, we are probably expecting between 25 to 30 people to go in the mission trip. To Mexico, it's going to be several churches going. So from here, so far only 5 people are going to Mexico, to the 4-day trip. But a group between 25 and 30 is a large group, we consider. So basically, at least I would like to have maybe 2 doctors, including me, maybe someone else, maybe a nurse, you know. But when it comes to missions, like, we do medical missions, but that's a minimal part of what we do, because it's just, you know, we just go there and we leave. We go there and then we leave. I think the biggest impact is when you just bring all the other ministers together, you know, the ministry for the kids and the women and all that. So it varies, you know, but in general, at least 2 of the 2 doctors or 2 dentists. This time there is at least 2 dentists, 2 dental assistants that are going to be going. When you go on missions, anybody who the Lord puts in that airplane going to Colombia or whatever it is, the Lord has already a specific task they're going to do, and it's probably the less. You always prepare for something and you end up doing something totally different. So, you know, you might prepare for something, but, you know, and there is plenty to do. There is a lot of things that we do that pertain to ministry there, besides the medical part. We do have translators there, people who help us to translate, yeah. And we have probably last time 2 or 3 translators for a group of 8 people. What we try to do is, like in this next trip, that it might be a larger team. And let's say there is a team going from this church that they'll come with a leader from that church that will, you know, will be able to, you know, have like not only 1 person leading the whole team, but, you know, maybe 2 or 3 persons. And try to have meetings and prayer meetings just to have a specific agenda of what we're going to be doing. You know, try to prepare as much as we can. The invasion is because, you see, they live in a village, like 200 people live in a village, and they are surrounded by very fertile ground. And then the gorilla wants to take that ground, that rural area, and start planting coca leaves. And what they do is they appropriate they take possession of the land by any force or any means necessary. And in many cases, it's violence. So you see, they maybe did something to one family, and then they just say, well, okay, you guys need to leave now. And although they won't do necessarily anything, they just say, hey, you know, you got to leave, and they had to leave. So overnight, they found themselves a family of father, mother, and three kids displaced, just were carrying whatever they have in their backpacks, and that's it, nothing else, no money, nothing. Just walking and trying to run for their lives. That's in the jungle area. So they run to cities that are economically sound, you know, to try to survive there. But the problem is they have very little training. Most of that, what they do is just to work on the rural land areas, and there are very few in the areas where they are displaced. So there is a lot of problems related to the criminal activity, a lot of prostitution, you know. So a lot of, it's very demonic, you know. One thing is the Lord, more and more is opening the door there. It's a wide open door to preach the gospel. There is no persecution really of Christians there. Unless you go to an area that is in conflict, where the guerrillas is or paramilitary. Like in Cartagena, it's wide open. We go to the universities and preach the gospel. We go pretty much everywhere, and you can give tracts, and you know, it's people are very open. Only in 5 days of ministry, more than 700 people got saved, you know. So I think the Lord is coming back. I think the Lord is putting down his spirit in all flesh, and I think he's just saving. It's the Lord who is doing it, and it's supernatural. We don't know. Nobody can explain that. We don't know. That's never happened in Colombia before. My opinion really is truly that that the Lord is just doing a work in many places, you know. And well, he also said the fields are white, you know. It's, I think if we're very shy, most of our problem has to do with our, you know, reluctancy because we are shy or fear or whatever the reason is to share the gospel with other people. But I think there is, even here in America, there is plenty of people that need the Lord. But this is this is a work of the Holy Spirit. There is revival there. It's just amazing what's happening in South America. Now, if you look at Europe, it's the opposite. You know, they're very cold. And that fits with the prophecies of end of times, the European community, Russia. You know, there is many areas where the people are very close to the Lord. I mean, they have become very resistant to the Lord. Now, there is other areas where there is a lot of revival, like, for example, in South America. So it's all according to the plan, I guess. But I'm not a prophet. When I say the Lord is coming, I think his coming is imminent, but, you know, don't quote me on that. I just hope it will be today so I don't have to go back to work.
What's the cost usually involved in going on?
$1,500, around that. It will pay for the round trip ticket and hotel accommodations, transportation, and one meal. And probably it'll cost you like $10 a day to eat for lunch and dinner. That's around what we have budgeted for the next trip for Colombia. For Mexico, it's $350 for the 4 days, including accommodations, food, tickets, and rentals, and all that. And if any of you is interested to go to Mexico with us and Calvary Chapel, Folsom, you can contact me we are a month away from booking all the whole thing, but it's going to be, that's a wonderful trip too. It's a short trip, but you'll get to see, you know, the work of the Lord there. Yeah.